Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in Deke. It is Steeler week. It's Steeler game day. It's under the lights. It's prime time. It's cold weather, November. This does feel right, does it not, Deke? These two teams both desperately needing this win to try to save their season. Kind of feels right.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you play the Steelers, the intensity goes up. It becomes a more physical football game. There's a lot of, intimidation that goes on out in the field. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, whatever team executes the best and probably gets the most turnovers, it's got a good chance to win.
Yeah, I want to start out by talking about the magnitude of this game and this rivalry. All week we've been talking about whether or not the rivalry is still there, if it still feels like when these two teams meet, it's something different, it's something extra. It's been my contention that in the NFL, with players moving on so much, with players having friends on other teams, training with them in the offseason, that doesn't seem to me to be the way it used to be. Deke, have you found that to be the case? Because Kareem Hunt said, hey, he grew up watching this rivalry. It does mean something to him.
Yeah, I think, part of that is, you know, the fact that, you know, with free agency, you don't have the same 11 guys playing the same 11 guys for maybe 8, 9, 10 years. The animosity that you get towards them. In regards to the players, you know, they're playing another team. And, you see it facelift, on the Browns this year. You know, how many new guys have come in and are playing. So, you know, to a lot of these young guys, you know, that first-year players, it'll be a whole new experience. But, you know, if once you play the Steelers, then you realize what their game is. You know, you better strap it up if you're going to play them.
How different was it when you were playing and what you had seen? Obviously, we fans, we've seen the Turkey Jones play a zillion times. I don't know if Freddie Kitchens needs to force these players to watch something like that to get pumped up for a game they know they need to win no matter who's in front of them. But how different is it now than maybe how it was when you played?
Well, I mean, like going back to what I said, you know, Jack Lambert was there for 11 years. I mean, Joe Green was there for 12 years. And, you know, we had the same offensive line for probably at least 10 years, you know. And, you know, you got some real hard feelings towards these guys. And, you know, you knew what you were going to get when you played them. They were going to play hard. We were going to play hard. And, unfortunately, we never had a lot of success over in Pittsburgh. We beat them here quite a few times. But they also, you know, that was the era of their, four Super Bowls in, 6 years. And, you know, they had all the pieces and parts that it took to make it go.
All right, we're talking to Doug Deacon, Browns radio analyst. He'll be on the call tonight. Of course, you'll be able to catch all the action right here on the home of the Browns, Sports Radio 92.3, The Fan. When you look at this Steelers team, no Big Ben, the days of Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are gone. They're a very different team. They're defensive first. What have you noticed about that defense and the way that they're playing right now?
Oh, they're active. They have a lot of flexibility. They're aggressive. The thing about them right now is they're getting the takeaways. I mean, they're second in the league, in the giveaway takeaway column. And, you know, that sets up, you know, if your offense is struggling, you know, that'll set them up. And, you know, you can go back to the era of, you know, when the steel curtain was over there, that defense, you know, kind of carried that team because, you know, if you look at Bradshaw's numbers his first 4 or 5 years, he threw about twice as many interceptions as he did touchdown passes.
Well, they've gotten Minkah Fitzpatrick. That seems to have changed so much of their defense. They've gone from a pretty good defense to almost a dominant defense in recent weeks. How important is it for Baker to take care of the football tonight? Maybe those chances that they've taken in the past with Odell and Jarvis, maybe tonight is not that night. Do you believe that, or do you think the Browns still need to be aggressive?
Well, no. You've got to take care of the football. I don't care who you're playing, but especially with this team, because their offense is, you know, it's not been what it was. They don't have some of the playmakers on the, you know, on the outside that they once had. You know, Connor is just coming back from injury, so you know he should be a little bit fresh. But I think, you know, their defense and the fact that they take you just can't give them anything. I mean, if you turn the ball over, you know, tonight it's that's the worst thing you can do.
Well, we saw last week a lot of instances with Kareem Hunt making some nice blocks for Chubb. Chubb had a great game, and he didn't even bust out one of those huge runs. He's just steady. It was very consistent. Do you think you're going to see a lot of the two-back sets today against Pittsburgh? Do you think they can be a winning strategy with that?
Well, it depends. You know, it's about execution. I mean, you know, you go to last week's game and they get down on the 1 yard line, 2 yard line. That's about execution. You know, and part of the problem was, they had trouble communicating because of the crowd noise was a little excessive. To the point, if you watch the game films, our offensive line was a little bit slow off the ball. Well, they were having trouble hearing the cadence where the other guys were, Buffalo was looking, watching the ball, and they were, beating us to the punch. So I think, if you execute, as far as, what we have on paper is, the players we have, we got a, good chance of winning the football game, but you got to execute.
I think you're the perfect person to answer this question. They ran those pitch plays down by the goal line. And look, when those plays work, you're not even questioning any of that. Obviously, it didn't. And there was some second guessing, some Monday morning quarterbacking about, hey, why not just hand the football off? What are the pros and cons of something like that? Why do you think those pitch plays didn't work?
Well, there was too much penetration on the other side. You know, you couldn't – you're pulling guys, and if you get penetration on the side that you're pulling, all of a sudden, you get a log jam over there. I think, going back to what I said earlier, there was a couple of those plays where we had cases where we got beat off the ball because I don't think our guys were hearing the snap count. They were reacting to, what the defense was doing on the other side. That's why it's, so critical that when we have the ball in a situation like that, there's a quietness that, the players can hear the snap count, so you get the advantage.
Deke, you watch this stuff a lot closer than I do, but I thought the offensive line had made some strides until last week. I thought last week they really had their work cut out for them. Now, got to give credit to the Bills. There's a reason why the Bills are 6-2, and it's not a high-powered offense. They've got a pretty solid defense. Well, you're going up against a good defense tonight. How critical is it going to be for that offensive line to really have a great game and only having a few days to get ready for it?
Well, it's always critical, and I think, when you do it, I think, the fact that, if you have a veteran team that's been around, you have a little more flexibility in your game plans, where if you have a young team that you're just, playing together for the first time, you don't have that kind of flexibility. So, execution is going to be the key to what you do tonight.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. Just a couple more. This game's in prime time. Now, the Browns have had those primetime games. They had the win over the Jets. They didn't look great in that game, but obviously San Francisco, that was not pretty. What do you make? Do you enjoy these primetime games? Do you think the players enjoy these primetime games?
Well, I think the players enjoy it. I mean, it's a chance to for everybody to see them. But by the same token, it's kind of disruptive, during the course of the week, because it's you like to get into a flow and a habit of how you do things on a weekly basis, but you're playing on a Thursday, you're playing on a Sunday night. There's a lot of things that you get into routines, and all of a sudden you got to change them. And like going back to what I said earlier, when you've got a young team that just learning to play together, you don't have the advantage of the recall that you would have of a veteran team that's been together for 6 or 7 years.
Should we, as a fan base, be talking playoffs if they win this game tonight, knowing you've got a few more days rest, you're hopefully pretty healthy, and you've got Miami right around the corner?
Yeah, you don't start talking playoffs till you get to the end of the season. I mean, there's too many things can happen, and when you start, thinking that you're there, that's when you're going to get yourself bit. So I think you've got to stack wins, and as Freddie says, and once you start stacking some of them together, then you can start talking about that.
I dig. We thought the call of Jim Donovan on that game-winning touchdown pass to Higgins was exceptional. It was terrific. And now what they're doing, and I know you're aware of this because I know you have a burner Twitter account. I know you've been checking in on us on Twitter.
Yeah, hardly.
Deke's got TweetDeck up with 10 different columns going, and he's seeing all the tweets populate. But they showed the video of you guys, and you're just calm. You sip of water right before the play. You know, you've seen it all before. And Donovan, I mean, it was a celebration. It was a huge win. It kept the season alive. And some people were like, man, Deke's cool under pressure. No big deal. Deke, you got to love having that camera there, don't you?
Oh, not exactly. When we win the Super Bowl, then you'll see some emotion.
There we go, Deke. Appreciate you coming on. The Browns need this one tonight. We look forward to hearing the call on 92.3 The Fan. See you, Deke.
Okay.
All right, there he is, Doug Deacon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think what Deke is saying is, yeah, if those batteries are dead in that camera, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be okay with that. Because he was so calm, and Ken and I were talking about this. It was 2003, the national championship that Dustin Fox was in. We might have to go back. Do we even have the rights to play that? Are we not allowed? Probably not. All right, if we can't play that.
Probably not.
I mean, it was the Paul Keels, the great call, and Jim Lachey is screaming. He's bellowing like who was the man? I can't. No, Dean. Dean. What was his first name? The Democrat.
Howard.
Howard Dean. Howard Dean had that scream. That's what it sounded like when Jim Lachey just bellowed out and had this huge call. It's kind of like that. Yeah, that was exactly it. and that's what it sounded like. But because Ohio State won the title, no one's going to bitch about the call. They actually love that Lachey showed some emotion. Deke is not that guy. Man, Deke,
oh, he's a professional. Deke's want to step over Jim's call.
He is going to allow Jim Donovan to have the great calls, and it was a great call with Higgins. What a great throw, great catch. It was all there. It was a beautiful come-from-behind win. I hope we don't need those theatrics tonight. Maybe it would feel sweeter if that's the way they win tonight. I don't need those theatrics. I'll take a win with a 14-point deficit. I'm good to go. All right, 216-578-0092. When we come back, we're going to play that Tomlin sound. And how are you feeling about night games this year with the Browns? Do you want to see more of those next year, or are you good with those 1 o'clock kickoffs? We'll get to that when we come back right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.